Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Already the 10th day of April 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, then in the fourth hour for radio listeners at Infowars.com or people that listen audibly to the radio transmission. You're going to hear sneak peek, the audio from a sneak peek, about 15 minutes of the new JFK film that I'm working on, which we know the title now, but I'm not going to release that at this point. We're going to play that and then some other unseen footage and then some new video that we posted in the last week for PrisonPlanet.tv members. That is coming up, introduced by me. I'll be playing the different clips in here in studio. So it will be live in the fourth hour today. Everybody's chomping at the bit. AM and FM affiliates to hear, and I'm very honored that we've gotten now more than 10 stations have called. Ted was telling me last night it was a three Monday and then five or six by Wednesday, and then by today a whole bunch of stations that have called wanting to pick up the fourth hour, and so that'll be worked out, I promise, in the next week and a half, 2 weeks, up on the Star Guide, up on the Global Shortwave, WWCR. I keep forgetting every day. I haven't called them yet. Will somebody remind me during a break? Or to have one of our limited staff. I end up taking the trash out around here, folks. I'm chief cook, bottle washer, everything. To call WWCR, get that fourth hour as well. Yesterday, I went into overdrive again and basically did 5.5 hours. No, I did 4.5 hours yesterday. I did 5.5 hours the day before that. But I am settling in today to only do 4 hours of live radio. Now, I learned a few weeks ago that Sully Castillo, the highly decorated Vietnam sniper veteran in the Army, his father, highly decorated World War II Hispanic member of the Army, in fact, a war hero, both of them. He then became a police officer in the Valley here in Texas, South Texas, Southwest Texas. He then, after that, went into the Border Patrol. Then he was recruited into the DEA and ended up being the head DEA officer. It was only about 24 of them, but he was the head guy in all of Southern North America, Central America, and South America. And he witnessed the government loading cocaine every day on the aircraft and flying it back into the U.S. And he has now been in a national film. He's been given death threats when he was on Dateline decades ago and Nightline and a bunch of other news programs. He got death threats then, had his place broken into, other things happened. And he was told, you're going to be killed. He's talked about this on air, if you don't shut up. Well, he was in a film I consulted for and worked on, and I'm in the extras, because part two of the film is mainly the more conspiratorial angle. This was just about how destructive drugs are and a little bit on government drug dealing. It's award-winning. It's won a bunch of film festivals, and Sally's one of the main characters in it. And for weeks, he's called me back. We played phone tag. Haven't been able to get a hold of him. He was in jail. And finally, we called yesterday because I had Kevin Booth on, the filmmaker, and it reminded me about Sully. So we called, we got him, and yes, this is a guy who's a Vietnam sniper, police officer, Border Patrol, highly decorated DEA. He got out of the DEA because he wouldn't be part of it. He quit. Great record, and they raided his little trailer. He's a high school teacher. They raided his little trailer, and they came in on him, and they slammed him up against the wall, and they said, saw you on TV. Saw you on, and laughed, the police. It's real funny. And let him know, you shouldn't have done that TV show about us stealing drugs, you punk. The drugs will be shipped in. Your children will use them. And if cops talk about it, they'll pull a Serpico in you. They'll shoot you in the face or they'll set you up. That's what the laws are for, is to protect criminals. So the criminals can rule over us and have their way with us. Sully Castillo joins us in the second hour. This and a lot more coming up.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Talking. Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your power needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican. Find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush-proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Think about how evil the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are. Think about how wicked they are. There have been gun shop owners, one in Tucson that I remember best we interviewed, who had for thieves a hidden camera system on a 24-hour VHS slow play system, but it got all the audio, and then every second it takes a photo, basically. And they went in and turned off his main security system, but they didn't see the hidden camera and the VCR behind the wall. They take him to jail, you know, they rough him up, they laugh at him, and then they start openly talking about which guns they're going to steal, which guns they're going to keep. You have to understand that they are known as the regulators. They were the first feds. Going back to the Whiskey Rebellion, there were several Whiskey Rebellions, but it's over 150 years old what they grew into. And the feds, they would basically hire criminals. That's the only person you could hire back then when everybody hated the government, nobody trusted the government. Common sense was don't trust the government, taxes are bad, we've got freedom, a man should be able to make whiskey if he wants and sell it. And it was about the tax. The government, depending on the different decade, put between a 10 and 20% sin tax on whiskey. And you had a lot of subsistence farmers. It was especially the poor farmers that could grow corn and make sour mash whiskey and things, or do it with wheat. and make hundreds of times the profits selling whiskey or selling moonshine locally instead of paying the tax and going through the system. And, of course, the big whiskey makers would use regulators and pay off regulators, and the government wouldn't sell locals taxes, the tax stamps. So it was also a way to control the market. And so they created the regulators. And the regulators, they would also hire private companies to enforce as regulators. Pinkerton was a whiskey enforcement tax regulators. And they famously in Illinois and, of course, in Colorado and Texas and New York and New Jersey, they'd go into Strikers and just pull out a Gatling gun and just start shooting men, women, and children in shantytowns. They would ride in on horseback in Colorado and kill hundreds and just shoot children right in the head and burn them. I mean, these are famous cases. Just Google Pinkerton massacres. Four of the Rockefellers in one famous case. People own their land, own the gold. Doesn't matter. You send in Pinkerton, they'll kill. You know, this isn't the first time. You see those Clint Eastwood movies where, you know, the railroad brings in 10 or 15 regulators and calls them regulators. Those are off the Pinkerton men. And that's all BATF is they're Pinkerton men. But the government then institutionalized that itself. And they had other companies, but the Pinkertons were the most famous. And they hired the best gunslingers. They hired people out of prison. That's what Stalin did. He opened the prisons up. That's what Hitler did. That's what criminal governments do. You're not going to find an average guy, even if he's a tough guy, who's going to send other innocent cops to jail or ride down children or murder people or do any of this. You've got to hire crooks or people that are crooks who haven't been busted yet but have the criminal mentality. And so Pinkerton Security, amongst others, and then, of course, the federal regulators, the whiskey regulators, they would come onto your land. They would raid you. More often than not, they would just shoot you in the back, take any gold. They'd tie you down, torture you, ask, where's the gold? Where's the silver buried? Because every farm basically would, you know, hide their money. They didn't trust banks. This is going back hundreds of years. And they'd rape your women. I mean, they were incredible because they couldn't get in trouble because they had federal badges. The worst criminals were the federal badge men. And, of course, they operated mainly in the frontier areas because in the more settled areas in the South, the locals would just rise up and kill them. And there were hundreds of cases of that where they'd take regulators, grab them, hang them. Most of your lynchings were regulators being run down and rode over because, you know, back then people were tribal. They were aggressive. They knew what survival was about. If some of the Pinkerton boys or some of the BATF, as they're known today, got out of control, the locals just dealt with them. So there were certain areas they'd feed on where it was isolated groups or in the main cities or areas where they had corrupt strongmen, mayors that would go along with them. But they would come in and shake you down and a lot of times just steal your moonshine, break your still, laugh at you. That's what they did. And so that's what the BATF is and you know, formerly founded, in the last 110 years or so, and they've changed names several times each time they get their name burned. And you see BATF today, roid heads driving brand new Cadillacs, Corvettes, Lamborghinis. They normally have shaved heads, devil goatees. A lot of times run prostitutes on the side. And I know they're listening right now, wanting to set me up or something. Just, you know, everybody expects it. Hey, I'm here. I'm ready. You understand? You don't win. I know. You see, I'm ready to be ripped apart. You will be defeated by doing that. You see, that's what makes the tree of liberty grow. I'm committed, you understand? And I'm going to expose who you are. And so Sela Castillo, Vietnam sniper veteran, police officer, Border Patrol, high-level DEA agent who said, I'm not going to be part of drug dealing. He went on national television and told his story, and they came and busted him and said, keep your mouth shut, boy. I saw you on TV. Real funny. This is your country, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we are. This is who we are. But it isn't just, you know, BATF running around now, though they're one of the worst groups because they're the oldest and most corrupt. I've told the story many times. I was 19. I was in college. I was taking history courses. I was taking RTF, radio, television, film courses. And I was bouncing back and forth. I'd even looked into the military. My dad's like, no, don't do that. And the recruiter was so seedy and so gangsterish. I was like, man, this isn't good. So I didn't go with that. Remember going down to the Dobie Mall and visiting with the recruiters down there a couple times. And I was saying, maybe I'll be a cop. You know, I want to fight criminals. And my dad said, you ought to talk to one of my patients who at the time was the head marshal in this sector for all of Texas. And I think in other states included. And my dad said, in a few months, he's scheduled for his regular checkup. Why don't you come in? I got a meeting for you. So I come into the office and the guy's there and he goes, hi. He goes, you're a really handsome, smart, good looking guy. He said, Alex, are you a criminal? And I said, what do you mean? Am I a criminal? No. He goes, well, your dad tells me you like to fight and you're tough, and that's always a good thing, but that's not what they really look for anymore. He said, if you're not a criminal, he said 20, 30 years ago, I would have said maybe go ahead and get into law enforcement. But he said, if you're not a criminal, don't do it. And he looked real sad, and I thought it was some kind of joke. And you got this big old 6'5" guy with gray hair. It looks like something out of a movie. It's like an FBI agent out of a movie telling me, you're not a criminal, are you? I was like, is this some kind of test? And he goes, no. He just said, I wouldn't do it. And shook his head. Because that's a guy, guaranteed, who got in and sees the drug dealing, the corruption, all the rest of it, and wants to tell a young man, don't get involved in this. I mean, this is despicable. But it isn't just that they deal drugs and run the prostitutes. Now they want our guns. And now they are one-tenth of the 1 in 10 graduating college is joining their ranks to mind our lives. And they're going to find crimes. They're going to find terrorists. They're going to find something to do. It's all over, folks. The country's gone. A highly decorated veteran, police officer, Border Patrol agent, DEA agent, gets raided and they just basically tell him, hey, shouldn't have gone on TV, boy. Because they are scared. They don't want you to find out they bring the drugs in. 20-something states pass laws decriminalizing marijuana. Feds come in and say, we don't care what you say, states. We're going to continue. Because 87% of people that use drugs only use marijuana. And their whole business would be over real fast. It's disgusting. And don't send me an email saying, oh, you just smoke pot. I hate pot. I've tried almost every illegal drug one time, and I hated it every time, thank God. I do not like anything illegal for some reason. I like the stuff that's legal. I like alcohol, I like caffeine, and I like nicotine, and I only use caffeine now, and they'll probably make that illegal soon. They're talking about restricting it or something, so I better get off that quick, taking me to jail for a bag of coffee beans. You know? I blew up yesterday, and it's because I feel desperate, I feel impotent, I feel weak. I just know evil's closing in on everybody, and I know they're persecuting and hurting innocent good people. And evil just keeps winning and winning and winning and winning and winning and winning, and that's why I yell and scream and yell, because it makes me feel better. It's literally a steam valve as violent energy kind of comes out my ears and my mouth. Because I realize violence doesn't even hurt these people. You think they care about their scumbag BATF or their dumbed-down cops or their power-tripping FBI people? The New World Order is setting up a system where they're all going to get slaughtered, basically. By the way, I don't just say this stuff. I have broke it down. I understand the system. I understand history. Have you seen everything I talk about come true so far? That's why I'm freaking out, is I keep hoping the next step won't happen. The next thing won't happen. I won't be validated. I won't be proven right. And it's all confirmed, and it's worse than I even thought. And I'm telling you, they've built death camps, and they plan to line you and your family up, most of you, and put bullets in the backs of your heads. And I want this picturesque life to go on. I want to have time to go water skiing or fishing or camping, and I can't. Because it just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And you got these thugs in the government. It's all about them showing you they're the boss, them showing you they're in charge, and all their propaganda on TV and billboards and radio to worship them. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of lawlessness. I'm sick of corruption. I'm tired of innocence being persecuted.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I wish we weren't an evil nation, but we are.
All those drifter's days are past me now. I've got so much more to think about.
Deadlines and commitments, what to leave in, what to leave out.
Against the wind, we were running against the wind. We found ourselves seeking shelter against the wind.
Against the wind.
Against the wind. Against the wind.
All right, Shelly's coming up in about 40 minutes. I need to get off that subject until he joins us. I like Shelly. I'm friends with him, and to know that he's just been persecuted for going on TV. And I mean, I've had Terry Reid on, who was a CIA operative, and but a lot of them are just technical people. He was meant to set up airfields, run training, and he was told they were flying arms down to the anti-communist, and he'd be there at the MENA, and Ollie North was there, and Bill Clinton would drop by, so much cash, and he'd get his cash payments, and he'd watch him with giant containers full of cocaine. He said, we can't do this. And he went public. There have been hundreds of others. I mean, you always hear about Miami, a plane stops, local cops bust it, and it's CIA officers with cocaine, or 18-wheelers get caught with cocaine, and the FBI comes to the DEA, and you know, takes it away, and or actually the state police found it, and then gave it to the DEA, and the FBI came and took it and gave it to the CIA, and just said, that's our cocaine shipment, stand down. It's just all over, folks. I mean, you've got to admit that we've fallen apart before we're going to get anything back. I just can't believe they bust people all day and put them in jail when the government ships the majority of the drugs in. They have licensed cartels that bring it in, and then they have large banks that are certified and launder it, mainly Federal Reserve banks. Other banks try it. They get raided. It's all a rigged game. You know, if you're on drugs out there, it's a mind trick. Just decide you're getting off of it. Decide you hate it. And, you know, ask God to heal you. And just stop using their trash. Just stop. It's such a joke to them. They love how they hurt you. These are bad people. They enjoy hurting people. They enjoy the power. They enjoy the raw exercise of it. Just don't use the drugs. It's simple. It's like a rat trap. It's the piece of cheese. People go, I can't believe they ship it in and bust us. It's the trap. It's how you, it's like a bass saying, I can't believe you put a purple worm on that hook. They put the worm on the hook. They drop it down into the water. They drag it along the bottom, and you see it, and you run up and bite on it. Hollywood makes all these movies glorifying drugs. They sold it to you. Stop using their drugs. Stop it. Get your children out of public schools. Remember almost 4 years ago, it came out in the Associated Press. We had guests on. It was admitted. Executives that were part of the federal and private commission. It was mixed together, a public-private partnership on the New Freedom Commission, that Orwellian term, came out, one executive in Ohio, and said, look, I can't be part of this. And that he released the internal memos, and it said, we've got 18% of the kids on psychotropic drugs now. Under this plan, by 2010, we project 50% or more. And it said, we've written the guidelines that will be with the in-school psychologist and psychiatrist. Everyone will be screened by law, and we project half of them will be put on drugs. Remember, what's the national average? More than two-thirds, 67%. It's 68% in Texas. When WOAI-TV did a report 2 years ago, they did a study with the social worker numbers. So Texas is even higher, but the average is 67% of foster children are on psychotropic drugs, an average of 7. And boy, does it kill a lot of them. A lot of them die. They give you the drugs, and within 2 years, most of them start having seizures. Then they put you on anti-seizure medication. Highly toxic. It's eugenics. And then you ask them, why are you doing this? And they say, these children are inferior. They have bad genes. Oh, I have the Texas Commission. I have the State House hearings where they're saying it. It's an endgame. Black op murder. Black op murder. Black op murder. We are under scientific bombardment. We are under hell.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever, on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Someday, cancer, diabetes, and poor health may disrupt your life. Are you going to be the 1 in 4 who gets cancer in their lifetime? Well, now you can set aside your worries and offset that chance with AlcaVita. AlcaVita is a pure elemental liquid silicon that is high in oxygen and highly alkaline to help balance our acidic lifestyles. Fast food and unhealthy habits contribute to excess acid and the undesirable effects that lay foundations of disease and poor health. Do you remember the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Those words of wisdom are true. Your body heals itself when eating well, rather than fighting the effects of chemicals like corn syrup, sugar, preservatives, and other unpronounceable ingredients. Your body is the best pharmacy in the world, and with AlcaVita, it can help your body naturally neutralize excess body acid and help hydrate your body, promoting the energized, healthier you. Go to AlcaVitaHealth.com. That's A-L-K-A-V-I-T-A Health.com. Or call 800-651-4011. That's 800-651-4011.
Our listenership is exploding exponentially. Our influence is now in every continent, every nation in the world. This is only one venue, one instrument in the fight against the New World Order. One mechanism. But we are the tip of the spear. It is a chilling prospect. It is bracing. It is humbling. And I want a long life, and I want to continue on. When I talk about the New World Order destroying me, we just have to know it is a possibility. And I place my hands here on air in the creator of the universe's hands. You know, these atheists and people that don't understand that there's more to life than what meets the eye, who haven't ever experienced a relationship with the creator. Let me tell you, it's real. And I've had experiences in life I won't even tell you about because it's too amazing. And you need to understand that it is real and that there is more than what you see on the surface. And I place my destiny, I place everything I am in God's hands. I'm not perfect. In fact, I am a wicked person. We're all wicked, but I'm aggressive, hateful, all of those things. But I have more love in me times 1,000 than the hate. As bright as my hate burns, my love burns 1,000 times brighter. And I do this because I love you. And let me tell you, we are now already changing history. We are already changing destiny. we are already engaging with the very core of evil on this planet. Evil knew that we had power from the beginning and fears us. They only put on the bravado and roared like a young lion to intimidate you. And I want you to know that each and every one of you are leaders. Black, white, old, young, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. All of you have the spark of the Creator in your soul. The seed of the universe. And I just want you to know I've been honored to know you and to work with you. And to be able to interact with all of you. And because I do so many hours a day, it's hard to stay focused like a laser beam. It's hard to be serious all the time. It's hard to not blow up. But I do the best job I can, and I attempt to tell the truth the best I can. I don't always know the exact truth or every facet of the truth, but I always reach for it, and we are pure of heart and pure of spirit, and we love you. Okay, I got a bunch of news in Sully Castillo coming up, but I Google Jesse Ventura's name every day, and there's a lot of news articles the last couple of days bashing him for his appearance here last week. Seems like 100 years ago so much has happened, but it was just last Wednesday. AP, TV stations, hundreds of newspapers. Now it's broken. Now he's being asked about it on hundreds of other shows as he's on the talk circuit. Perfect. How he did it here first. That issue broke out mainstream as the show was big enough to get it out because of you spreading the word. Now these fools are attacking him on shows everywhere. The audience is calling in and agreeing with him. They're panicking. It's magnifying as the fact that the emperor has no clothes is being revealed. It's fate. It's destiny. We couldn't have planned it this way. It couldn't have happened this good. So continue to get the YouTube videos of my interview with Jesse Ventura, the one I did a year and a half ago and the big one that broke last week. Get those out to everybody. Redouble your efforts. Know that it is the planting season for the great harvest of liberty and bringing tyranny to justice. Not that that fight will even be over, but we have to resist. If we don't have victories, we're going to be going backwards. If we can just hold them still, it's a victory. Which we're not doing. We've slowed them down, so they've panicked, gone into convulsions of angry rage, putting everything they've got against us. And we are still even slowing them down even more, and so they're more enraged, frothing and flailing, which only wakes up more of the cattle, more of the sheep who cease to be sheep, unlock their minds, realize they're being manipulated, and their journey towards liberty and wholesomeness and honor and beauty is begun. So this twit on one of Canada's biggest stations, 770 AM, The World Tonight with Rob Breckenridge, syndicated transmission, he basically copied a bunch of Pentagon disinfo that's on the, quote, debunking sites and out of the Pentagon-run Hearst Publishing Popular Mechanics, all lies. And joining us till the bottom of the, until the end of the hour, top of the hour, is Paul Joseph Watson. Yeah, you won't hear him here for 6 months, and you might hear him 3 days in a row. That's how we do it here. Paul, excellent story up on PrisonPlanet.com. I saw this last night, sent him a story. At about 1 a.m. when I was working, he got up early England time, Greenwich Mean Time, and put his own info into it and expanded it. And I just pointed out that everything he claims in this Jesse the Truth or Ventura story is a fraud and a lie. Now, he may believe the fraud and the lie, but nevertheless, the info he puts out is bull. So every time they counter us with fraud and straw men, we always have to counter back. That's how you defeat the enemy. You give fight each time. Paul Watson, break it down.
Hello, Alex. Good to be back. Yeah, this guy, he's up there in Calgary, Canada. He's been a, from what I can see, he's been a hardcore debunker for at least a year. After writing the article that's on PrisonPlanet.com about his ridiculous debunking tactics against Ventura, I actually went and listened to some interviews that he did that are on Google Video. And the claims that he makes in those are just as ludicrous as the claims he makes in this article. For one, he says that WTC-7, Building 7, collapsed not in 7 seconds, as every single video from every single angle shows, but he claims it took 18 seconds to collapse. Which is an outright lie. Anyone with two eyes that has watched any of the videos can see that. He also says that WTC-7 did not collapse in its own footprint, which, if you take the, you know, the demolitions industry definition of what constitutes collapsing in its own footprint, then it doesn't significantly damage any of the buildings around it, which Building 7 did not. It fell straight down in its own footprint. We got the high-resolution photographs of the rubble of WTC-7 around, what was it, 18 months ago, right up close to the rubble, and you could see that it was just piled on top of itself. It was in its own footprint. So I listened to the, watched the videos on Google Video, listened to the radio show, and basically this guy Breckenridge likes the sound of his own voice. He had a debate about it with Nathan Moulton of the Calgary 9/11 Truth, who basically couldn't get a word in edgewise because this guy just ran on and on talking over him, and that's what he does, spewing these lies. So if you read the article that I put up there today, Breckenridge is basically making the point that the collapse of Building 7 was not suspicious because other buildings around the Twin Towers were destroyed when the Twin Towers collapsed, which, for a start, yeah, they were destroyed, they were scooped out, but not one completely collapsed, and certainly none of them collapsed until weeks after when they were deliberately demolished. The foundations were still standing. But the most bizarre example he points to is St. Nicholas Church, which if you look at the picture that I posted of it on prisonplanet.com, is basically a four-story church building. It's not much bigger than a lot of people's houses.
But by the way, it's one of those old-fashioned churches in New York. It only looks like, with all four floors, that it might be 5,000 square feet. It's tiny, one rooms on top of each other. You've got a tiny 60-person sanctuary in the bottom. Then you've got where the church mission is, and then you've got two floors for the pastors to live in. It's a classic mission church. It's an old antique. That's why they didn't destroy it. I mean, it literally, in fact, I looked it up online. It's the size of a small house.
It's tiny. And it's right in the shadow of the South Tower, giant 1,300-feet tower. It's right next to it. You could literally throw a stone and hit the South Tower if you were standing there. But he says, obviously, this building was destroyed on 9/11 because it's basically an ant compared to a giant woolly mammoth in comparison to the South Tower of the World Trade Center. Of course it was destroyed. But WTC-7 was a 47-story skyscraper that would be the biggest building in most major cities.
And by the way, the church is an old stucco brick building about 150 years old. So you've got a little bitty brick building. But he doesn't show photos. He says the huge church was destroyed.
No, he's careful not to show any photos of it because it looks absolutely ridiculous in comparison to a 576-feet-tall skyscraper, which was, you know, nearly 400 feet away from the North Tower, which was the nearest
It's the biggest
tower.
Building in 33 states.
Exactly. So that's his big example of how these other buildings were destroyed. So why is it inconceivable to say that WTC-7 was destroyed? The other ones he cites are WTC-3, which is otherwise known as the Marriott Hotel. Now, the picture that he links to is from a different angle. The one I've got, which is after both towers have collapsed. And bear in mind that this is WTC-3, and you'll see on the map that's posted there, is sandwiched right in between the towers. I mean, obviously, it's
going to get... Both towers fell on it, and none of the main superstructure collapsed. Only some of the roof where the whole building fell on it.
Yeah, it's got a big slice. It's basically sliced in half, but it's still not... The foundations have not collapsed, and certainly not at free-fall speed in 7 seconds, not 18, like Building 7 did.
So, and it's a smaller building that had fires that burned for six weeks.
It's less than half the height of Building 7 as well. And it was right in between the Twin Towers. It took the full brunt of both collapses. Yet it did not implode into its own footprint within 7 seconds. So that's his second big example. And his other, he then cites some reports, peer-reviewed papers that supposedly back up his claims, one of which is the NIST report, which, as we know, did not properly address the collapse of WTC-7 at all. And in fact, NIST themselves admit that debris from the Twin Towers did not cause the collapse of Building 7.
That's right. It was barely in the debris field. A few small pieces of debris knocked out some windows. Dust field hit it. They admit all of that, but he just says NIST gives all the reasons and disproves it. But if you actually read the 10,000-page report, as scholars and many others have done, it says we believe bombs could have been in the building.
Well, yeah, then it says the original report concluded that fires gutted the building. Well, all the reports say the fires were confined to just 8 floors, and you can see from the images right before it collapsed, the fires are minimal.
So, and NIST has retracted 5 different reasons they said it fell.
Right. And his other big citation is this Cambridge University report, which the BBC reported had already been published in September 2007. It seemed like they were quite eager to get it out there because it wasn't actually published until 5 months later in February of this year. And, I mean, it's been completely debunked. It claims that the path of least resistance, the path of most resistance, did not exist. So it completely contradicts the very laws of physics in saying that the building, the Twin Towers, fell in a vacuum, basically, and there was no resistance whatsoever. Now, I mean, Breckinridge's article is supposed to be about Building 7, and then he just suddenly switches to a report about the Twin Towers. So he's all over the place, and it amounts to something laughable and ridiculous.
But for the general public that can't find the U.S. on a map or Canada on a map or doesn't know, you know, the basic continents, can't find Asia, people who think Vietnam is in the Middle East, and that's the general public, they're going to just see, oh, look, he says it's not true. He put some links up here.
Exactly. I mean, see, if you listen to those interviews on Google Video, it's even worse. He just sounds like some kind of demented chipmunk just running on at the mouth. I mean, nobody can get a word in. Because he just continually repeats, no, it collapsed in 18 seconds, it didn't fall in its own footprint. And then he goes into this thing where he blames the firemen. He says that 9/11 truthers are blaming the firemen for being in on the conspiracy, which is a classic, extrapolation of the it's harmful to the victims line, which is regularly used still.
They got feds down at Ground Zero every day. We've even tracked them. They use fake names. They've got official passes by the city to be down there, so the cops worship them to bow down. And that's what they always say. They always say, you're saying the firemen blew it up? How dare you? How dare you? And just like the communist in martial law, where I walk up politely and they say, he just said something nasty to this woman. They make something up. They start yelling, he said the firemen did it. This guy, get him. And so they're using classic disinfo. So he's going off a script.
Exactly. And now that you've got all kind of kooks down there trying to blame We Are Change for stuff. It's ridiculous. But, I mean, our efforts are having a positive effect because you had the Japanese Member of Parliament, I forget his name, was it Fujitsu?
Fujita, yeah.
Fujita. You had him on a week or two ago, and he was talking about a possible United Nations or European parliamentary investigation into 9/11.
And I want to be clear, we're not saying they have jurisdiction. The fact is, though, if we bring attention to this through any means necessary, this will seriously damage the New World Order.
Right. And the story today out of the New York Sun is that an official in the newly formed UN Human Rights Council, Richard Falk, who has been in the news recently where he called Israel's government, he said their behavior was like the Nazis, which of course meant he's an anti-Semite, according to the ADL. He has come out and said that he wants a UN-led investigation into the possibility that the neocons were involved in 9/11. That's the New York Sun headline today.
See, I didn't know about that. That is massive news, Paul. Is that up on PrisonPlanet.com?
It will be in 5 minutes. The article's already been written. And actually, Mr. Bolton, who obviously John Bolton has tried at every turn to abolish certain UN initiatives that try and probe into war crimes, said, quote, "This is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council."
This is just fabulous news. Stay there, Paul. I want you to read just out of the New York Sun article when we get back. And it sounds like you've already written another article about this, or Steve has. It'll be up on PrisonPlanet.com in minutes. In fact, Paul, during the break, you don't get a break. Update it right now. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good?
stop going downhill.
And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell.
The Liberty Bell, supposedly a free country.
Wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
They've done everything they can by design to destroy this nation.
It's the best of the free life.
And make us dependent on the globalist. Now they're going to bankrupt the economy. Now they're going to bring us into true bondage. Let's go ahead and go back to Paul Watson. In the 2 or 3 minutes left, you've got other key points that are in this, but people can find out about the fraud of the debunkers and how it's just all pure manufactured lies and sophistry. But getting into this New York Sun story, that is ultra massive. I mean, it's happening. The dam is breaking. We are witnessing the next level, and one more dam break. Well, the next level after this is just total acceptance and people being arrested. Paul Watson, tell us about the latest info.
Yeah, it's the New York Sun headline, UN official calls for study of neocons' role in 9/11 by Eli Lake, staff reporter for the New York Sun. And it's Richard Falk, F-A-L-K, Milbank professor of international law at Princeton University, who has just been voted into the position of overseeing the human rights situation in Palestine, so by no means small fry. And I've got his quote here. He said, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives thought there was a situation in the country and in the world where something had to happen to wake up the American people. Whether they are innocent about the contention that they made that something happen or not, I don't think we can answer definitively at this point. All we can say is that there is a lot of grounds for suspicion. There should be an official investigation of the sort the 9/11 Commission did not engage in, and that the failure to do these things is cheating the American people, and in some sense the people of the world, of a greater confidence in what really happened than they presently possess."
Okay, you've got a link now up on prisonplanet.com to the New York Sun story. Have you been able to write a blurb about this yet?
Yeah, the article's posted now.
It's posted at prisonplanet.com. We need to push this as a new major wave. Give the bait to the enemy operatives, the fake conservatives and liberals. They're meant to neutralize real liberals and real conservatives. Give the enemy the bait, the rat poison now. Email it to enemy stations. Email it to enemy operations. Out of their arrogance, they will counterstrike and reveal themselves so we can roll in artillery in the info war on them, which we then up-res to the next level. The defeat of the enemy is within sight. If you simply commit yourself to never surrender, never waver, they may set off nukes. They may release bird flu, but know it's them. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the march. The empire is on the run. As Mark Kornke says, fix bayonets. Paul Watson, thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have open phones later in this hour, into the third hour today. A ton of economic news, police state news. It is all so important. Sally Costello was raided by the BATF. He's one of the main people in the American Drug War film that just came out that we have on DVD. I consulted on the film, available at Infowars.com right now. And he kept saying that, you know, he's been broken into, he's been threatened. When he'd go on Dateline NBC or Nightline, he's been on a bunch of these. You can see him on YouTube going back decades ago. People have uploaded that now, and he was there witnessing government drug dealing as the head DEA agent in Latin America, and he quit. He went public. He resigned. He has, you know, no criminal record, spotless record as an Army sniper in Vietnam. His dad's a big war hero. He got, like, a bunch of Bronze Stars, Silver Stars, all that. He didn't get the Congressional Medal of Honor, but he was a real famous World War II guy down in the valley. And, you know, real pro-America folks here in Texas, and they came and raided him because he goes sell his book at the gun show, and I knew that Selly had quite a few guns of his own. I remember him coming to the Austin gun show. I saw him down there where he was selling two or three rifles, just mainline rifles. They don't care. It's over for him. They raided him, and we're trying to get him on the line. Have you had any luck yet, John, with that? We hope he's okay. He's always here whenever we call him to get him on. But when they raided him, they said, hey, saw you on TV. It was a real big joke. Because they've aired it like 50 times. It's their number one thing they're airing right now, American Drug War, on Showtime. But we have the DVD version that's even longer and has 3 hours of extras, again, at Infowars.com. And Shelley is up facing trumped-up charges right now. We'll tell you all about those. And it's broke. He's just a school teacher. I want to try to help him. I'm sure they'll probably come after me for that, but we need to help him. Imagine he needs to go for a jury trial, needs to get the jury up there and go through. Vietnam veteran, highly decorated, police officer, Border Patrol agent, highly decorated DEA agent who got letters of commendation from Reagan and President Bush Sr. And then he quit and went public about their drug dealing, and that it was over. Well, now they're very upset this is on Showtime, airing over and over. In the last month, 50-plus plays, Kevin was telling me. Everybody's talking about it. I'm hearing a buzz on the street. The DVD available at Infowars.com. American Drug War. Shipping them out right now. So I hope we're able to get Shelly on the line. Maybe he got time zone screwed up, but he's in Texas. We hope he's okay. So upsetting to me. You know, I heard about it a few weeks ago, and then we played phone tag back and forth, and people are like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's just some little gun thing. And then now I find out Kevin's been talking to him. It's a big setup, and it just makes me so mad. So cowardly. So cowardly. But, I mean, you know, they shoot Serpico in the face. I mean, he kept telling me how, too, at the gun shows, they try to have Los Zetas recruiting him and the rest of it. And he went on air and said Los Zetas in the Valley is CIA run and trained. They use him as a kick murder squad, basically. God help us. Well, just like they use Latin Americans. He told us this 2 years before it was in the news. 5 years ago as the war started. He came on air and he said they're going to occupy it using death squads from Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador. And I was like, you're kidding. And he goes, no. And then about 6 months later, it came out in Latin American papers, and then it came out a few years ago on our news. More than 20,000 hardcore mercs. I mean, these are guys that would line up little villagers and small children and just go down the line blowing whole families' heads off and kicking them into pits and burying them. It was all over the coca, all over bringing it into market for the hog Americans.
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store or online today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sela Castillo, Army sniper veteran, highly decorated, comes from a great line of military family here in the United States. His father served valiantly in World War II. Police officer, then a Border Patrol agent, sterling record, then became DEA, ran scores of people under him as the head DEA agent for all of Central, South, and Southern North America and Mexico. Witnessed the El Apongo drug dealing, flying arms in, shipping out masses of cocaine for our school children. Highly decorated, had letters from presidents, and he resigned. He quit. He said, I will not be part of this. And on the other end of it, we've had Terry Reid and others who are on the other end in MENA seeing Oliver North shipping in the drugs. And we have the cover of Esquire and all these documentaries. Now, Shelley has been, of course, on Dateline and Nightline and all these other big shows, ABC, NBC. And he got threats way back then. And the last time he was on with us about a year ago, he said, yeah, I've had people ruffle around in my house. I've had people wiretapping me. I'm getting followed. I've been threatened at the gun show, where he sells his book, Powder Burns, and a couple guns. He's a school teacher. And he said that they've told me they're going to come kill me or set me up soon. And, you know, people always say to me, and I'm tired of it, when are they going to kill you? You're still around. When are they going to kill you? Well, they didn't kill the individual that wrote Dark Majesty, Gary Webb, for about 15 years. And frankly, I'm sick of it. You know, it's not funny. That's why I get mad making jokes. Well, Alex isn't for real. They hadn't killed him yet. Well, they didn't kill the DA who went after the Kennedy assassination. And he said, and it's a true story in the movie, and Jim Mars got that directly from Jim Garrison, that he was told by the FBI that were some of the good guys, you better stay in the light, stay noisy, stay loud, or it's over. You're dead, or they're going to set you up. And they tried to set him up with every time he'd go in a public bathroom, there'd be some guy with his pants down running at him saying, have sex with me, with FBI guys outside trying to say he was doing that. I mean, they tried to set him up for bills and money and everything else. Take the Able Danger colonel who talked about how they were ordered not to stop whoever these hijackers were being trained at U.S. bases. They were decoys. We know that. He tried to testify. He did. Then they said he had $68 of unauthorized cell phone calls to his wife. We're indicting him for $68. I mean, that's all they could find when you're allowed to use your cell phone to call your wife from the base, from the Pentagon, saying you're coming home late. I mean, this is what they do. And the mob, that's how they operate, always gets you later. If you're a big fish, unless you've never done business with them. And they have weird little rules. I've never worked with them, never made deals with them, never been in their system. They see Sully Costello as theirs because he was in the military, a police officer, a Border Patrol agent, a DEA agent. He really triggered a lot of what's coming out now, and they want to send a message right now. Now, it hit the zeitgeist. This isn't some 10-minute report on Dateline NBC. This isn't some 10-minute report on Nightline. This isn't, he's been on them all. This is a two-hour showtime that's aired more than 50 times and has gone supernova on the street, at the gym. I've had callers calling and said, yeah, everybody's talking about it. This film that I consulted on, I'm proud of that fact. I mean, I told you 4 years ago, and I told Kevin, take me out of it, because he had me voicing it, just like my two new films don't have me in it. Even then, I realized, get me out of this film. That's why I've got an arrangement to get them super cheap from Kevin. That's why I'm selling them even $4 cheaper than he is at InfoWars.com. Because I worked on this thing for 4 years with Kev, or a lot in the first 2 years. And, you know, my footage is in all the extras, and a lot of my footage is in the film. I should add that. But my point is, I'm in the same lot with Selly. And Selly kept saying this was going to happen, and now these bastards have done it. It's so disgusting and so evil that, and we've got to pray for this man. He is a school teacher. He doesn't have any money. He lives in a trailer. We need to support Selly. We need to get him a legal defense fund. Right now he has an appointed attorney. They're trying to pressure him to plea bargain. If he does, then they're going to keep setting him up from there. So when they kill him, they can say, oh, he was just a felon. That's how they work. Just like they tried to discredit Webb. Then they double-tapped him in the head. And I'm telling you, if we don't get him out of this, I think we're going to end up hearing that Selly committed suicide. So we've got him here to tell us that he's not ever going to commit suicide. Selly, God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. Appreciate the effort.
What do you think of that introduction? I mean, is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a Border Patrol, but I was DEA. I was a police officer, detective sergeant, and so forth.
Okay, somehow I got it mixed up with Border Patrol in there.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know what it was. You were in a sheriff's department on the border, or...
I was with the police department on the border.
Okay. My memory had that.
Yeah, detective sergeant. But the reason I'm going on the air with you as we speak right now is because the ATF has been going around calling the media saying that I'm in prison already, that I'm on my way to prison because of gun violations and so forth. And I think...
Let me stop you. Let me stop you before this is key. Two weeks ago when I first heard, that's what I heard. So they've put out, that's what they do. You've already been beaten. You're already in jail. You're already a convict. That's how these people operate. Go ahead.
Exactly. And basically what happened was I had to fire the public defender because he said there was no way he could help me out. I really didn't have a defense, and that he wanted me to plea out. And I said that when I saw the plea agreement, I said, man, they're just incredible at what they're asking me to do. And I told them that no, and I fired him. I said, you know what, you're not going to help me. I have a hearing next week, arraignment hearing. I do not have an attorney as we speak. I cannot afford one. So
that's it. We're going to look. We're going to get you one if I have to pay for at least the first part of the proceeding. The question is, we need to probably bring somebody in from outside even the area, because they'll kill good lawyers, or they'll shut them down, or they'll set them up. That's why you can't get a lawyer in these good old boy areas. Tell everybody the story, how it happened, where you are, and then we're going to put the call out to try to bring somebody in for you and try to get people to send you money right now. Shelly, tell everybody what happened.
Well, basically what happened was that the guy that was selling the guns to me, there were handguns and shotguns and so forth. We both worked at gun shows, and we're buying and selling guns. And they got me on what this call is 30 counts of or 35 counts of straw purchases, which means the guy gave the guy the money to buy guns, and we would sell them for a profit and do that. Well, bottom line is I got charged with everything there is to be charged with, and the guy has never been charged with anything. So basically they used them as a snitch to set me up.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you.
Because this is one of the most important things, Alex, is the fact that I at no time did I know that I was breaking the law. And I didn't hide. I didn't do anything. I was just doing what I thought. That's what everybody.
Well, Shelly, let me stop you. I got to stop you, Shelly.
Sure.
You did not break the law. This is a misinterpretation of the straw purchase. The straw purchase, and that's their favorite setup. They tried to do this to me, I believe. Their favorite straw purchase setup is to somebody who doesn't know the law. Say, hey, will you go to the store and buy me a shotgun? And then you go, sure, you go buy him the shotgun. A straw purchase is generally doing it for someone who's a felon and can't own a gun. It is not people in business who are wholesale buying, selling, trading, and the guy comes to you and says, I got 30 guns that you can then wholesale, and you're just buying some guns to then sell them. You see, that's how they work this, and it's the gun laws are written to go after citizens. So I'm going to try to shut up now and let you tell the story. It's just that, Shelly, you didn't break the law. And now let's expand into this. They've thrown the book at you. What are they saying?
Well, first of all, what they're saying is that I conspire with the guy to buy guns for the past 2 years. And secondly, I got arrested living in San Antonio after the guy gave me two shotguns, two Benelli shotguns and a couple of handguns. And ATF arrested me and so forth and charged me with that. Basically, what they're charging me is with what everybody does at the gun shows, or half of the people that sell guns without a license at the gun shows. And now they're trying to say that almost every gun this guy purchased, I had something to do with it. And they're citing 35 guns going back to two, maybe 3 years. And basically what it is that I tried to run a sting operation on ATF a few months back with a local channel, Will Ripley from Channel 5, and ATF found out that we were running that sting operation and pulled out of the show. But what the ATF is doing, they're going in and they're filming the show. They got a key to the building, and then they're profiling people, and they're arresting people, entrapping people at the gun shows.
Yeah, what they do is they sell, in some cases, guns that are automatic. People don't even know it, and they're waiting down the street for them. They just pull all sorts. They're trying to shut down gun shops. They are just doing so much. They've tripled the size of the BATF. A reign of terror is going, and Shelly's always working with the media fighting corruption. I think if you get a jury trial and go in there and explain that they're not following the spirit of the law and that they're fudging it, and with your great record, your impeccable record, as school teacher, police officer, DEA, Vietnam vet, I think that you're going to get, I think it'll get thrown out of court.
Well, I'm going to use my post-traumatic stress disorder as a reason. That's the reason I left the DEA. I got involved in so much shit with the DEA that I reported it to the carrier committee and other people and so forth. And
Shelly, stay there, my friend. I want to come back and try to get you some support. Of course, if they convict you, then he won't be able to be a school teacher, and this just, it'll destroy his life. And try to support you, Shelly. the BATF, the original criminals.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Now we're getting to the crux of the issue. Now they talked about he shouldn't be a political activist, laughing at him, shoving him around, saying, oh, saw you on TV, saw you on Showtime. He had protested the war there. He'd organized the community. He had just exposed so much corruption, government drug dealing. And they are sick and tired of Sully Castillo. And I remember Sully a year ago on the phone talking about how the BATF was creeping around. Then you said you were going after them. And I guess they've gone after you, how they try to set people up and frame them. Dangerous business, but I guess you keep calling it your post-traumatic stress. What I found with post-traumatic stress, people I've studied, is that because you were a sniper, and then you were a police officer, and then you were DEA, you know, in helicopters doing raids, that was, you said you've gotten addicted to the excitement, and now you're fighting for America really on the right side, and you know, I'm repeating your words from years ago, and it seems like it is the post-traumatic stress that's leading you down, chasing the bullet, as you've said, and I not want to say I've been in combat, but just fighting the New World Order, doing this so much, it's like I'm addicted to fighting them too, and more risk. I mean, does what I'm saying make sense, Sally?
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that, you know, nobody attacked the ATF of what the illegal stuff that they were doing, the Gestapo tactics that they were using on Americans there. And I called the local paper. They did a story. I've been on the news television where I talk about what's happening with the ATF and how they're...
Well, that's Exhibit A and B. You show that to the jury, showing that they were prejudiced towards you. This is a political persecution. Go ahead.
Well, not only that, on a drug case where I worked as an expert witness, I had one of the assistant United States attorney tell the defense attorney that to warn me that I was going to be arrested some way, shape, or form, and they were going to be coming after me.
I remember last time you were on, I'm now remembering, all this is true, folks. Shelley is an expert witness in gun cases, drug cases. This is pure persecution.
And the thing about it, when I got arrested, I had my medication, and they gave it to the people where I was incarcerated, knowing the fact that they were not going to be able to give me the medication because the doctor didn't know what it was. So I went for a day and a half without my medication. And, you know, I do have a major heart problem. I do have diabetes, and I have hypertension and so forth. And they threw me in with the population with 100 of the most criminals in Texas, worst criminals in Texas. And after ATF knew that I had 20 years in law enforcement, they threw me with the population and put in my life on as risk. You know, I could have been killed because I was law enforcement.
But let me guess, a lot of people in population know about this show in the New World Order. Did any of them know you, and did the word get out that it was a setup?
Well, no. At that time, a lot of people didn't know until ATF started contacting the news media. There's an agent in charge of the Brownsville office, Aguirre, who's going around calling the news media, telling them that I'm in prison already. The same guy that you saw on Channel 5 with the drug trafficking and the gun running and stuff like that that I was interviewed for. And
You have exposed him specifically. Tell us about it.
Oh yeah, I exposed the ATF. What they were doing here at the FAR gun show, they had a key to the building. And they would come in early in the morning, and they would set up on the second floor, and they would film the whole show. And they would let people know when they're leaving the gun show so they could be stopped and entrapped or arrested or whatever. And, we live in a country where this shouldn't be happening. This is, in my opinion, illegal. I mean, how can you...
Well, it's the Stasi. It's guilty until proven innocent. They tripled the size of the BATF. It's Bush's reign of terror.
Exactly, and then what they were doing is people that actually bought guns legally with paper and everything else, 2 hours later, the ATF was at the house knocking at the door saying, where's the gun you just bought? And the guy said, well, I have it right here. I said, well, we just want to make sure it's not going into Mexico.
Yeah, so, right, mean, like Mexico
I mean,
doesn't have guns.
What kind of America do we live in that they have the right to do this? And when they came to my house, they told my wife, they said, if you don't give us consent to search your house, we're going to call the media, we're going to call the police, and we're going to wait for your grandkids to come home so we can search the house then.
Threatening children.
Yes.
I want to hear the story of the search when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how they operate. And now they're doing knock and talks in D.C., Dallas, Boston, everywhere. They just come to your door and tell the woman, you let me in or I'm coming back when the kids are here. No warrant. Pure evil. The government is completely evil. Now, are all the officers evil? No. But those running the government are terrorists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
By the way, his website is Powder Burns, one word, powderburns.org. Get his book there, Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War, Powder Burns. See photos of him in Vietnam. He's a sniper. You can see it all. DEA, all of it. Pictures with him and George Herbert Walker Bush, him in helicopters, doing raids on jungle labs. See him on the DEA baseball team. And as bad as the DEA is these days, nothing compared to the BATF, the original individuals known as the regulators going after the whiskey tax, just organized crime, basically. Very scary people. Very, very scary people. Just very, very dangerous, very, very wicked. They don't take you on unless you're a hardcore crook, basically. I mean, how could they? They're despicable. They go after the Second Amendment. The big news article today, how they spent $3 million trying to shut down a gun shop. I talked to the gun shop owner this morning. He said, listen, they've told me if I just leave them alone and don't talk about it, everything will be all right. No, they want you to shut up while there's publicity so they can have their way with you. It's all about winning. It's all about hurting good people. And I'm not kidding about this. Sally Costello, going back to you, my friend, let's talk about the raid itself. Go back to them, what they said to your wife, when you got there, what you witnessed.
Well, what happened, Alex, was the fact that at the same time I got arrested in San Antonio, they sent a goon squad into my mom's house. She's 83 years old, and she lives with my sister who's got Down syndrome. And they walked in there asking to search the residence. that they were looking for guns. And my mom says, look, Felix Castillo does not live here, has not lived here ever. And why are you here at the house? And she says, well, we're looking for guns. We understand that he's got a storage room full of weapons. And she says, well, there is nobody. He doesn't live here. I don't know why you're here. And she says, well, can we check the rooms? I says, my daughter's asleep in one of the rooms. And they opened the door and they looked, and then they went to the other rooms. And when they saw the picture of President Bush and myself on the walls, and Jimmy Carter and myself, they realized that they were actually messing around with somebody that was not a criminal, somebody that was...
Because let's be clear, the wicked cell at the top of the BATF sends out their minions who have no idea even what's going on.
Exactly. So they left, and at the same time that they went to my mom's house, they went to my my house up here in a mobile home that I live in, and the guy, the agent in charge of the search, Daniel Casey, threatened my... After they walked in there and they looked around and they were looking for guns and they're looking for receipts and all kinds of stuff, they found the storage room attached to the house or outside the house, and they said that that they had received information. Well, they had received it because nobody comes to my house, number one. And number two, I says, you know, they asked to Cersei, I don't have the key. Sally has the key, and I don't know what he's got in there. So, well, you know, and be honest with you, my wife has no idea what I was doing at the gun shows. She knew I went to the gun show. She knows all my books. But the thing about it was that they threatened her, Casey threatened her by saying, look, if you don't let us search, sign the consent to search, we're going to call the cops, the news media, and it's going to be an embarrassment for you all. And if that... If you still don't, then we're going to wait for your grandkids to come home from school so we can, because my wife told my daughter lives here with her grandkids and says, so you need to sign this consent. So they, you know, she signed the consent out of fear.
That's terrorism right there. That's as jackboot as it gets.
Out of fear. So they took the hinges off the door and they found an AR, an AK, two hunting rifles, and a shotgun. And,
well, let's be clear. They'll spin that. You mean semi-automatic.
Yeah, they sent my their legal guns.
Mac 90, AR-15.
I had for sale at the gun shows. They had my one of the guns who was under my name.
They'll probably convert those over to full auto.
No, nothing at all. They're all.
No, they'll probably
guns.
Convert them. They've been caught doing that in Illinois.
Yeah. So you know, it's something that they're trying to, and they're using that to those guns that they were seized as part of the straw purchases or whatever the heck they want to charge me with, but. It's actually two counts, and I'm looking at maybe 10 to 15 years on the federal guidelines of going to prison for doing what I did. But, you know, it's just, I mean, I don't have an attorney.
Well, I've been at the gun show with you. You'll be there selling your books, and you'll have two or three guns, handguns, rifles you're selling.
Exactly.
I mean, they want to shut down gun shows. They haven't been able to, so they just harass everybody.
Yeah, there are guys at the gun show right now as we speak that don't have a license to sell guns, yet they sell 15, 20, 30 AR-15s to people without licenses.
And it's the law that they can do it,
yes.
And the government wants all guns registered, so they don't like it. Now,
exactly.
Now, what happened to you in San Antonio? I want to hear about what they said to you. I mean, this is admission. This is political persecution. Tell us about it.
Well, what happened was that I went up there and picked up the guns that I had given the guy the money to buy, and there were two shotguns, Benelli shotguns, and hunting rifles.
Total setup, just like Randy Weaver. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I got stopped by DPS with an agent in the back of the car. They profiled me on the stop, saying that I didn't use the proper measuring to pass a vehicle.
Well, this is them just staging it so they don't know that you're... Friend
right.
was working for him.
Yeah, and the thing about it is they asked me a whole bunch of questions. And do I carry a handgun? I says, no, I don't carry a handgun. Do you have a handgun in the truck? And the guns that I had just bought were in the bed of the pickup. And one of the state troopers went ballistic, found my book. He says, this is a conspiracy theorist book. And, you know, he went off.
Well, let me stop you. In my film Road to Tyranny, it's the squad car video. They find a pocket constitution, one of my videos, flip out and say we're arresting her for it. That's Texas now. This was in Virginia. They've been taught through the FBI training manuals that patriotism is evil. So now he goes ballistic because of your book. Now, this is the new America. He's now a commissar, political officer. He's got a Vietnam vet, former DEA agent, who's been all over national television and films, very famous exposing this. No criminal record. He's got him right where he wants him. Now go back and go slowly over this, because I didn't know this part. They find the evil Powder Burns book. They find a book about, oh, my gosh. What did he say?
Well, he said he found the book, he brought it up, and choked it in, on my face. And that's on the, that should be on the camera of the vehicle that he had the camera on.
You got to get it.
He kept saying to me, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're this, and you're doing that. I said, what's wrong with you? You know, what? I mean, why are you acting that way? Well, we got you, and then we have a warrant for your arrest, which they did. I had a warrant already for my arrest, and they arrested me. And ATF came by. And
so this was a pleasure celebration. In fact, he was letting you know, hey, you son of a bitch, you exposed
exactly.
We ship drugs in.
Absolutely.
Your life's over. You don't mess with our business.
Yeah, and then, they took my cell phones away, and they said, yeah, I recognize this name. I recognize that name. And, you're the guy. You're the guy. And they handcuffed me, and they took me to jail, and they threw me with the... You know, not only did they throw me with the population, Alex, I had $200-and-some-what-dollars in my pocket. I had my gold chain on, and I had my wallet. They threw me in the population with every personal item I had in my pocket. They were supposed to take that off, but it's like they threw me in there to... So I could,
well, that's what they did to the two Border Patrol agents that did their job, and they've almost been killed, both of them. Now, let's go, Ramos and Campion, that's how they do it. Let's go back here, though. I want to be clear about this, because you told me on the phone, when did they make the comments about, oh, we've seen you on Showtime, you know, you shouldn't be politically active? When did they say all that and repeat exactly what they said?
Well, what happened was when I got picked up, they took me to the ATF office, and they brought a big book with my picture and all the guns that I've bought and with my name and, saying, it says, one of the guys that works for Homeland Security, was in the military for 10 years, says, you've got a very interesting website and this and that. And he says, well, I'm glad you liked it. And he just smiled at me. And then we've known about you for so long and doing this and doing that. And, I know you have a lot of intelligence, and which I do, because a lot of people came and talked to me at the gun shows. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And they says, well, you know what, I need, they read me my rights, but at no time did they tell me that, do you want to speak to us? They just kept asking me questions, and I was just trying to weave myself around it. And it says, well, if you talk to us, we'll ask the judge to leave you out on a PR bond. They says, look, I need to talk to an attorney before I talk to you guys. So he called the U.S. attorney, said, well, he's going to cooperate, and he's going to. So I went before the judge the following day, you know, shackled like an animal, and the judge says, well, you know, we're letting you out on your PR bond because you don't have a criminal history, you don't do this. And the only thing we asked you to do, the judge says, was for you to get psychological help. I says, I've been doing that for years, and I'm taking my medication for it. But yet, it didn't matter to ATF because they went ahead and just threw me into the population without taking my medication, without...
But when did they, this is the key, now shaking your book in your face because you witnessed the Alapango drug dealing and all that, which is all admitted. I mean, that idiot cop, that idiot state trooper should be made to sit down and watch the 50-something hours of C-SPAN hearings with the Solicitor General, Inspector General of the CIA, admitting the CIA shipped in cocaine and created the crack. I mean, it's admitted. But
exactly.
He's so dumb. I mean, you know, the low-level cops don't deal drugs, so they get real mad hearing about it. They don't know that all over the country there have been tens of thousands of convictions of top detectives. They're just idiots, man.
Yeah, well, not only that, here in South Texas, we got more federal agents getting arrested for corruption.
Oh, it's been all over the news.
And basically, you know, I was a target for them, and I was forewarned by an assistant.
What did you say to this state trooper? I'd have said, how dare you be so anti-American to shake a book in my face?
I said, how do you know it's a conspiracy theorist book? You haven't even read it. Well, I don't need to read it. It's talking about how the U.S. government ran drugs. Well, they did.
you know, there's a couple of bipartisan investigations by the Senate and the congressional hearings that say that they did. And he was just making fun of me and, you know, shaking the book at my face, you know, and going very unprofessional. I mean, very the other guy that was with him was a non-Latino guy, and he was very, very professional and says, you know, we have to arrest you because we have a warrant for your arrest.
Wait a minute, you're saying it was a Latino that was screaming at you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, a guy, you know, it's a Latino.
Hey, why is that? Because I've seen a lot of arrests, been a lot of places. It seems like if it's a black cop, they'll be even meaner to blacks, and Mexicans, it seems like, are meaner than, you know, in Texas to Mexicans. What is that?
Well, I don't know. It's, I think that they think that they're doing a favor to the feds, that there's a possibility maybe that they'll get hired by them. That's the only logical thing I can think about because, you know, why be that way? I mean, why not be a professional about it? Why go off and you know, he's showing off in front of the ATF?
Look, he felt bad because he knows the government brings the drugs in, and it makes his whole job sending zit-faced kids to prison for marijuana. He just, they're guilty, and you should be guilty. It's
well,
evil.
I mean, it is against the law to profile. You know, they stopped me not because of a traffic violation, and I was going to get a warning and this and that. They stopped me because ATF was in the back seat of the car.
Oh, I know, and they had to, like, you're stupid, like you don't know that it was all a setup. That's so you don't think it was a sting.
Yeah,
I mean, give me a break.
And one of the worst things that kept saying to me, Alex, was the fact that the guy that told me the gun was also arrested. Well, a week later that I went to see the public defender, he said, you know, this guy has not been arrested. He's not in the system. He was never arrested.
No, they always do stage arrest.
Yeah.
Well, they keep busting top Al-Qaeda people, and then they'll 2 years later you'll hear, oh, they were CIA, and that was a fake arrest just to protect them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what they did to me. And now I got a court hearing next week, and I don't have an attorney, and I'm trying to get some funds to hire one because I, yeah.
Well, let me just tell the BATF something, all the rest of them. You think you keep winning, hurting all these innocent people. The eugenicists running this at the level way above you put poison in your water by design. We have the documents. They put cancer viruses and mercury in your shots. They're carrying out eugenics operations against you. If you're too stupid to figure out what that is, you better. The New World Order hates you just as much as they hate Sally and me. And you ought to realize that you think you're evil. You think you're tough stuff. The people above us and above the entire population are totally wicked. And believe me, they love hurting their own, and they plan on taking your pension funds, totally collapsing everything and screwing you, too. So they're above all of us, and you need to know you are with us whether you know it or not. And let me tell evil cops something, too. In the Bible, there's nothing more evil than people in power positions bearing false witness and abusing good men, good women, widows, veterans, people like that. And you may not believe in God, but I know. I don't believe. I know. I know there's a power in this universe. Let me tell you something. When you do evil stuff like this, you're getting the worst karma, you could call it, you can imagine. You don't have to wait till you die or any of that. You are going to have hellish lives. You're miserable because you're evil. And no amount of money and power will make you happy. You're not going to be happy till you're a good person. And you ought to just like Saul of Tarsus, you ought to wake up and stop being evil and hit your knees and stop serving this. Shelley, do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. You know, because you know, I've always been, and I would say this generation of law enforcement guys, they're coming up, they think that they're above the law, that they can break every law there is. All law enforcement, we did it the hard way. We did it the right way. We did it with evidence and so forth. Hey, you don't manufacture evidence. You don't go out and you don't have the probable cause to get a search warrant. You don't go to a house and just threaten people to search the house. You know, this is the new generation of law enforcement that we have that they think that they're above the law, and they're not. I called John Kerry's office the other day, and they're supposed to start an inquiry into my arrest. And I'm telling you, I'm going to try to use every politician from Maxine Waters, if anybody knows her up in California.
That's right. You testified.
I testified before some committees, and they I send my testimonial to them on the House Select Committee on Intelligence with Rob, what's his name, the guy that's in charge of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, Porter Goss, and Maxine Waters testify about my knowledge and
John Kerry and during the Iran-Contra investigation. It's also going to be the files that I'm going to open up just as a defense of what I did for the United States.
Now, Sally, do you think this is locals going after you because you're exposing their corruption, or do you think this is the big boys?
I think it's both, to be honest with you, because I did go after the ATF locally, number one. Number two, the AUSA's attorney's office had forewarned me about coming after me several years ago in a drug case, and that they were going to get me. And I've been a target of probably the FBI and the DEA, and especially the DEA, because I got them to perjury on a case where they perjured themselves and nothing happened to the agents. I called them on corruption from one of the agents.
And you said the DEA told you, I'm going to get you.
That's right. The AUSA's office, the Assistant United States Attorney's Office, warned me that they were going to get me.
Well, God's going to get them, not us. And they don't believe, but they will. They will. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I got so busy talking to Shelley that I forgot that I wanted to bring Kevin Booth back on for 10-15 minutes with him. We're going to call Kevin now and see if we can get him on, because Shelley is in this American Drug War film. Shelley, you told me off air that the agents at BATF said, yeah, you're a big political guy, yeah. Saw you on TV. Yeah, shouldn't be political. I think that's key testimony, and the fact that the cop was waving your book in your face, that's your First Amendment right. You've testified before Congress. They've had the CIA Inspector General admit that the CIA brought drugs in. And still, these cops think it's illegal to say it. It's kind of like Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky, one of my listeners, on one VHS tape had Ron Paul's congressional speech called Neocon on the eve of the war, and then part of my film, The Road to Tyranny, on it, and the police in court. I mean, I talked to the judge on the phone. I called him at home. I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, I'm not going to about the case, but yeah, it's going forward." It was in the newspaper, and they tried to send him to jail. They said, "This film talks bad about police. This congressman does. It's illegal to have these videos." I mean, the cops think, folks, I'm not joking here. The police, a lot of them, think videos of Ron Paul are illegal. I mean, they don't know what America is. They think free speech is illegal. They think, Shelley, how did we fall this far?
Well, education, I think, these people that are coming into law enforcement have no concept of what law enforcement is all about. They think that they carry a gun and a badge and they can do whatever they want to do. And that's why you have a lot of them, a big number of them, being arrested for civil rights violations. What Mr. Casey did here, he violated the constitutional laws of my wife. She violated those laws. I mean, she violated the Fourth Amendment right on search and seizure.
According to your report, which everything you've ever told me has been true, in fact, you usually even water things down against yourself in the name of being honest, Sully. Frankly, a lot of people do that. They beat themselves up. But according to what you've said, there's no doubt that he terroristically, with terroristic threats, engaged in extortion. And racketeering, because when you racketeer, that's what racketeering is in its purest form, is when the mob says bad stuff's going to happen if you don't do this.
Exactly. And you know, there's court cases where it's been thrown out of court because whatever was seized was obtained illegally. And that's why I'm an expert on this. I'm an expert witness.
Well, you are an expert witness, then. Am I right that it's racketeering?
Absolutely. It's an expert witness. You know, you violate the law and you cite the law. What they did illegally, I mean, that's ground to throw out the case. Not only throw out the case, but, you know, you have grounds for an appeal. And what it is that at this time period, Alex, I got no money. If you guys have an opportunity to buy one of my books, I got 500 books left. And I want to sell them because I need my defense funds. You can email me at powderburns@prodigy.net.
Let's do that right now. Let's stop. Now, I've got a few powder burns left, too, but don't buy them from me today, ladies and gentlemen, at Infowars.com. Of the 500 books from his last printing done years ago, of an excellent book that the state police, I guess, hate, or some of them hate free speech, you want to find out the truth. This man has sacrificed his life to do this. He's now being persecuted. Go to powderburns.org, put a big link up on Infowars.com. Buy the books now. Email Shelley at, give him the email again.
Yeah, powderburns@prodigy.net, and I'll send you an autograph book.
Now,
yeah, powderburns@prodigy.net.
Now, that's not going to get you money quick enough. I don't want people to wait. I want them to go to the mailbox. I want them to send you cash wrapped in aluminum foil because they scan it, or a check, but if you don't want your name involved, just cash. And I want you to get Shelley's address, and I'm going to send Shelley some money, too. We're going to have him on as this develops. I want listeners to be there next week with him in court. I want them to see a lot of support. So when we come back after 60 seconds, Shelley, give him your address. And I do not want people to wait. He has stood up for us. He has fought for this country his whole life. They have told him they're going to kill him. He hadn't even told you about that today. And they're the types that will double cap him in the head and say he committed suicide next. We'll see if Shelley agrees with that statement. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Shelly Castillo is our guest, a Vietnam sniper in the Army. Then he, of course, was a police officer on the border, then a DEA agent, highly decorated, the head of all their Latin American operations, Mexico down to Colombia, right down to Chile. And they have set him up on straw purchases when he was publicly just had somebody getting some guns for him to sell at the gun show. Totally legal. BATF doesn't care. The law doesn't matter to them. Destroying this country is their only goal. So they get more drug money to drive bigger Corvettes to pay their prostitutes with. And I'm not joking about that. It's the most despicable, larcenous, worm-like, scum-filled organization you can imagine. I mean, it's just rotten from head to toe. A lot of other agencies are not. I will say that. Most agencies actually have good people in them, but they're just bad at the top. Well, they were rotten from the start, if people know their history. Shelly, give out your address. Give out contact points. Give out a phone number, but not for gossipers to call. For lawyers. This is a tough case. People that want, that have courage. People that are willing to go into the belly of the beast. This is really what it's all about. Shelly, contact info, email, addresses, so people can support you.
Okay. Yeah, my address is, if you make a check out, it's going to be on Celerino Castillo III. And my address is going to be...
Spell that out. Spell out Celerino.
Okay, Celerino, spell C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O. Again, C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, the third. And my address is 2709 North 28.5 Street. Once again, 2709 North 28.5 Street, McAllen, spell M, small c, A-L-L-E-N, Texas, 78501. And my email, you can email me at powderburns@prodigy.net, or you can call me at 956-345-5770. Once again, 956-345-5770.
Absolutely. Folks, he needs your help, and I hope if they try to set me up for something that people support me and help me. Shelly, you were told a long time ago they were going to set you up or kill you. They threatened to kill you, too.
Yeah, back in during the Iran-Contra thing, I was basically being set up by the DEA to get whacked on one of my last undercover operations. And basically what they were trying to do was shut me down and what I knew that was going on. I went out on a post-traumatic stress disorder from the DEA because of the stuff that I did for them in Latin America. And, of course, I suffered from PTSD out of my Vietnam experiences. So it's very well documented that I suffer from severe PTSD and have been on medication for many years. The problem is that I need a PTSD attorney somewhere in this country that has case trial on this issue, because that's what I'm going to be using as my defense, my post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been on medication for my heart, my diabetes, my hypertension, and my PTSD for quite a while. And knowing all this, that the government knew all this, they didn't care. for my health, and they went ahead and threw me in jail without a...
Shelly, it's simple. If my car gets stolen, my house gets broken into, the cops won't come. But they're out there writing me tickets, and they're out there CPSing people's kids to give them to the pedophiles that run the government. And, I mean, it's just the government's pure filth, and that's just the way it is. And it's rotting towards the tail now. It'll soon be pure evil, and heaven help us. Stay there, Shelly Costello. I'm going to get Kevin Booth to pop in briefly with us, and then we'll give out your address again. I'm going to move on to other important issues. Stay with us.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got the new Overdrive fourth hour coming up in about 51 minutes. That's right, a fourth hour. I'm going to air the exclusive sneak peek of the new JFK film we're putting together. These are just some raw clips of some of the hundreds of hours we're working with. We've been working on this off and on for 3 years. But this is the first little window into it, streamed live, not just the audio, where you can listen on the internet at InfoWars.com in the fourth hour of Overdrive Radio. But for those that are PrisonPlanet.tv members, you will be able to see the video from the new film. It's actually about 20 minutes sneak peek at just some of what will be going into the film. And this film won't be out for about 6-8 months. I've got a 9/11 film that's going to be out in about 2, and another 9/11 film that will be out in about 3. So that's right. We went ahead and decided to just totally go to the next level in 3 films and by the end of the year. How do you like that, New World Order? Shelly Costello is our guest. Hey, we can sleep when we're dead, folks. We're fighting hard here. Shelly, you're just a sweetheart, a great guy. This supposed arraignment is coming up Wednesday. You were saying you'd like to come into studio in Austin. Hey, Monday or Tuesday, to try to get as much attention as we can, and we'll know by Tuesday if this lawyer that you're broke, but he'll cost $2,000 just to waive the arraignment, which you're supposed to, you know, get your time to be able to, you know, prepare a case for the criminal acts they're engaged in. We need time to have your lawyers be able to put, you know, papers in why it should, you know, not be arraigned, why it should be dropped. This is just disgusting. What's happening here. Should go to a grand jury. I mean, there's a lot of factors. You know, 90% of the time now, they just force these plea bargaining. In our real system of law, it's supposed to go to the grand jury when it's a felony and a lot of other things. So people need to get you the money so you can do this. Shelley, again, give out those contact points.
Yeah, it's going to be Celerino Castillo III. And like I said, spelled C-E-L-E-R-I-N-O, Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O. And the address is 2709 North 28 and a half Street, McAllen, Texas, 78501. 2709 North 28 and a half Street, McAllen, Texas. McAllen, spell M, small C, A-L-L-E-N. And as of last week, Alex, I have been indicted before a grand jury. So
indicted. What's the next step?
It's the arraignment on the indictment.
The arraignment on the indictment, yeah. Excuse me.
And that's the next week, and I'm trying to waive that so I could get an attorney to do that. And or you can email me, guys, at powderburns@prodigy.net. Powderburns@prodigy.net.
Shelley, let me ask you a question. Why don't you want to be there for the arraignment? Why do you want to pay to have a lawyer go do that?
Well, because I need a lawyer to go with me. I need to go. I mean, So
you are going to be going. I mean, the whole point here is they tried to give you a, quote, court-appointed. They work for the system. That's totally staged.
Well, exactly. And when I asked the public defender, you know, knowing that about me, why can't you defend me? He said, well, you really don't have a defense. I said, well, what am I doing here talking to you? And, you know, so I called him and I told him, I don't need your services. I need to retain an attorney who's going to defend me. And that's basically what I'm trying to do right now. If I don't find an attorney between now and Wednesday, then what I'll do is I'll just show up and tell the judge, look, I don't have an attorney right now, and he's going to try to give me another public defender.
Well, Shelley, that's the point, is there's a procedure where, for in cases we've seen, for like 6 months, you can stall them just with getting the attorney issue. We've actually got people who aren't these kook patriot people, but that have actually had a lot of successes. If you want me to get you in touch with them,
yeah. I right now, you know, Alex, I don't know if you ever gone through this before. This is the most stressful thing that's ever happened to me, and you know, being on medication and being there's a very I am surprised I have not gone postal on this, but you know, I'm trying my very darnest to be a good citizen. And
hey, you're hurting them. Remember this. And yeah, like you said last time you were on the show, you're still fighting for this country. Now the evil has come. The night has fallen. They are now among us. They are now running everything. Know that as they persecute you, their evil will now be exposed, and it will save a lot of others.
Well, exactly, because I you know, my understanding is that they're not going to try to help me. They lied to me from the get-go. They lied to me.
There is no justice. The system is corrupt.
So I know that the government cannot be trusted to really help somebody else, and what I need to do is go forward with this, and, you know, I'm looking to do the rest of my life in jail for one mistake that I might have made in my life.
But you didn't make a mistake. They interpreted, you know, they claim that you're not allowed to sell guns privately. You can sell your own collection. Well, if you're buying guns that are then part of your collection that you then resell, I mean, again, the gun laws are meant to persecute gun owners, not stop criminals.
Exactly. You know, and it's just a shame that you know, I've placed my life on the line many, many times for my country, and I never thought that I would be fighting for my life now. And, you know, I still go out and protest the war. I still go out there and get involved with People for Peace and Justice. And it's just I've
kept. Hey, briefly tell us how they tried to set you up and get you killed in your last DEA operation.
Well, it was a buzz by, as they say. You know, I was buying heroin and cocaine on the bus by, and I gave the bell signal, and nobody would come. I could see the agents sitting there, and the guys had guns with them, and they were going to come. They were going to, you know, kill me if I didn't show them the money. And at the very, very last minute, the guys just got arrested, but they gave them ample time to try to hurt me, because I didn't have a weapon with me, and they did. And that's all, as I knew that my career was over with the DEA, and that's why I left the DEA. Went on sick leave for 6 months before I left the DEA because of what they were trying to do to me. And basically, I had threatened to call a press conference on the Iran-Contra investigation. That's where I contacted Lawrence Walsh, the special prosecutor for Iran-Contra, to let him know that the what the government was involved in. And those are the same files that George W. Bush sealed when he came into office. And those are going to be the same files that I'm going to need to defend myself in court.
You're a hero. You're one of the main people cited.
I mean, if it worked for Oliver North, you know, why can't it work for me? I mean, Oliver North cited national security, and, of course, national security was not about to release those things. And then he got exonerated, although he was a convicted felon. But that's what he was able to get away with. But he had top lawyers to defend him.
You only get national security for shipping drugs into school children.
Well,
for selling firearms to the American people, you get prison.
You know, that's one of the things I told the ATF agents is, I mean, what are you guys doing about all those M16s that are being sold in the black market in Mexico that are U.S. military issue? He said, well, he said, that happens in third world countries, and that's part of the government, that we sell them those guns to the military, and the military turns around and sells them to the cartels or whatever. But that's, you know, that's business as usual in Latin America.
Yeah, the Bush wants to give $48 billion to Mexico now, up from just $2 billion a year, and that is to build up the drug cartels they want to wage war on the other cartels. Briefly explain to people who Los Zetas works for and what's really going on.
Well, it's a government, the military government that's run the cartels for several years now, and if the, you know, it's obvious that if you don't, you know, they come in here into the borders of Texas and Mexico, the Mexican military, and that they take over the streets and they take over everything. So there's no way, shape, and form that the cartels can fight the military. So who ends up running the drugs is going to be the military, running the drugs, using the cartels as their gophers for it.
Now, let's be clear, though. Our government, the U.S., is involved with Los Zetas. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, we trained the Zetas. We trained the Kabilas. I personally trained the Kabilas down in Latin America, in Guatemala, and all those death squads that we trained down there. See, that's going to be my defense, you know. I was part or instrumental in training these kind of people to come and do all kinds of shit, to stuff to other governments, to those third world countries. And now the crime has spilled over into the U.S. and the corruption.
Yeah, let's explain. The, quote, drug war is going in and blowing up villages and having planes spray one group of coca plants but not the others owned by the group that's backed by the right-wing military.
Exactly, and that's how the paramilitaries get trained, and that's why they're still around. They have not been taken out because they're part of the system that works for the military. As you see now today, Mexico has finally admitted that they do have a paramilitary group going on in Mexico.
And let's be clear that right down in South Texas, don't say where because of liability, the CIA trains Los Zetas right now. And they
exactly.
train them to wage war against the few small rival drug gangs. There is a drug war at the big scale, but it's only about who controls the main conduits.
Well, it's called the process of elimination, and that's basically what they have done with the cartels. And they come over, and they've taken over, the military will continue to run drug operations.
And Bush's $46 billion for Mexico is to finally get a monopoly on the cocaine and heroin coming in.
Yeah, well, that's why Blackwater will not lose their license. Blackwater's on their way to Mexico right now to train the paramilitary groups in Mexico. And part of it is probably going to be here in the U.S. also.
Yeah, it's so, all going to be just the drug dealers openly ruling everything. But yeah. Then when your kid uses it, the very drug dealers will then take them to a private FEMA camp. Thank you so much, Shelly Costello. We'll stay in contact. And I'm going to have Trey call you right now and set you up for a day in studio next week, okay?
Okay. Thank you, guys, for having me.
Shelly, God bless you. I think you're going to get a lot of support. I know my listeners. Thank you, sir.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
The Road Warrior radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Everybody knows who brings the drugs in.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling, like their father or their dog just died. Everybody talking to their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates at the dogstem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were so many people you just had to meet without your clothes.
Once a country goes corrupt, it's very hard to ever get it back.
And everybody knows.
The U.S. now resembles a hyper-fascist third world cesspit.
Everybody knows.
There's only a few vestiges of liberty left.
Everybody knows.
It's so sad. We're going to take calls in the last 30 minutes of the show at 1-800-259-9231 on any of the issues I've raised. 30 minutes of the main show, but then we go into turbo overdrive, sudden death overtime in the fourth hour. Now, I have my cable TV show I did last week. This hasn't been seen yet. It hasn't been posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members yet. And it's only been seen by Austinites. We're going to air about 30, 40 minutes of that. Then we got 20 minutes, never seen by anybody but me and the guys in this office, of some of the footage and clips and info that are going to be in the new JFK film I've been working on and off for 3 years. I'm now working on it intensely. I'm getting a lot of other interviews and things, but this is some stuff you're definitely going to want to see. Later in the, I may even do it tomorrow, if not next week, I'm going to play some of the never-before-seen by anybody E. Howard Hunt video talking about running the operation on Kennedy. So you're going to get a lot of exclusive stuff in this fourth hour. So that is coming up today. Huge news up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's actually an InfoWars.net story. UN human rights official wants investigation into U.S. government role in 9/11. But just go to PrisonPlanet. You can link through right at the main page. John Bolton. This is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council. To stop a 9/11 investigation. So we're going to cover that after the break. Before I end this segment, I just want to tell you that if you don't have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, you're out of your mind. You get the fourth hour that some days we go for 2-3 hours. You get the fourth hour of overdrive, and you get the video feed where we roll footage, video clips, document cam, two cameras on me. We've got George Humphreys coming in Monday. He'll be with us in the first hour into the, in the third hour into the fourth overdrive hour. We've got other guests coming in that are going to be in studio for this hour. And then the great part about it is for PrisonPlanet.tv members, within 2 hours, usually quicker, but the computer compresses it all, uploads it, and then the link goes live already posted for you. So the second it goes live, you have it. Because when we shoot the TV show in high def or films and, you know, high def or whatever, we got to compress it down. It takes hours, sometimes days. Got to edit it all, cut it together. Not now, folks. The TV show and films are still that way. But with this, you know, it's in medium quality, so it's easier to upload, easier to get up. It's just bam, 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 bam. 5 days a week, just churn out. 5 hours of TV a week on top of the weekly TV show, the in-studio interviews, the Sunday show we videotape and air, all of my films. We got better CDNs, better servers. It just gets better and better. PrisonPlanet.tv right now, 15 cents a day. You can go sign up right now and get your passcode. Takes about a minute to sign up by PayPal or credit card. And then you've got make your own passcode and username. Boom. You're on PrisonPlanet.tv, and you'll be able to see the video coming up that we are going to, you know, the fourth hour that's a TV show, really, at PrisonPlanet.tv. If not, you go to the InfoWars internet streams. You can listen free there to the audio. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know! You're Chewbacca!
Not really. But my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us. It's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Schenck with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with his fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMSEFoodsDirect.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury
mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
A new world order. It's here. The whole planet turned into a militarized slaughterhouse. They plan to release bioweapons in the final phase to kill almost every one of us. And for the few survivors, decades from now, if they launch the Black Op, if we're unable to stop them, you will cry and remember. You will remember we warned you. We tried to stop them as best we could, but you failed. That is one possible future. Or we may be able to wrest control of the levers of the New World Order from these people and then break their system down. But they say of the Ring of Power, anyone that clutches the controls instantly is seized by the diabolic wickedness. The New World Order is upon us, ladies and gentlemen. Huge story up on Infowars.net. UN human rights official wants investigation in the U.S. government role in 9/11. John Bolton, this is exactly why we voted against the new Human Rights Council. An official in the newly formed UN Human Rights Council has called for fresh investigation into the events of 9/11 in order to examine the possible role that neoconservatives may have played in the attacks. The New York Sun picked up a story today explaining that Richard Falk, a professor of international law, who we're lining up, I should add, for the show, Law Emeritus at Princeton University and an expert on human rights, was assigned to a new position within the council on March 26. His role is to report on human rights in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian Arabs. 2 days prior to the announcement, Falk appeared on the former University of Wisconsin lecturer Kevin Barrett's radio show, I guess here on Genesis, and spoke of how he is keen to see a fresh investigation into 9/11 in order to address inconsistencies in the official account of what happened. Mr. Falk told Barrett, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives, though there was a situation in the country and it would be something were to happen, it would make the American people," I kind of babbled through that. Let me read it again. I'm trying to hurry here. Mr. Falk told Barrett, "It is possibly true that especially the neoconservatives thought that there was a situation in the country and in the world where something had to happen to wake up the American people. Whether they are innocent about the condition and the contention that they made something happen or not, I don't think we can answer that definitively at this point. All we can say is there is a lot of grounds for suspicion. There should be an official investigation of the sort of 9/11 Commission did not engage in, and the failure to do these things is cheating the American people, and in some sense the people of the world, of a greater confidence in what really happened than they presently possess." Now, some people say, oh, forget a new investigation, it'll be a whiteout. A total whitewash. Well, if you, and that's what the big comedian, what's his name? He's in the new film we're putting out. I love him. He's funny. I don't agree with everything he says. I have this thing on air. I get nervous kind of subconsciously, and then I can't remember names. And as soon as I'm off air, I'll kick myself and be able to remember them all. It'll pop in my head in a second. And you know, he was saying, we don't need a new investigation because the same people will run it and it'll be a fraud. You know, that always happens with Kennedy and with this and with that. James Carlin, that's it. George Carlin. Oh, man, my mind is just something else today. I got so much going on in it. George Carlin. Well, look at the 79 Congressional Committee. They spent millions and studied it and said, multiple people shot him. The acoustics picked it up. They had experts in. They said it was a conspiracy. There was more than one shooter. We don't know who killed him, but it was probably elements of the government. That got no attention. Just like the coroner and everybody else in L.A. said, yeah, they shot Bobby Kennedy 3 times in the back and once in the back of the head. Sirhan's arm was pinned down. He couldn't even have gotten 1 shot into Bobby. But back then, we didn't have the internet to get this information out. So if there is a subbody of the U.N., because the thing at the Security Council level is totally controlled on military decisions and things like that, and it's controlled through the higher-level boards and the Secretary General and the committees, but at the mid-levels and its different spokes, you can use it as a venue via anti-Americanism to bring it out and then have the investigation widened to where you find out it's globalist involved. And I said when the attacks happened, I said, they're going to let this come out. This is so bold. But they're going to claim a right-wing faction did it, but never prosecute anybody. They'll just let it be publicly known and blame it on America. It's key we bring it out and show it's international in scale, with England involved, with Israel involved, with the Germans involved. I mean, these intelligence agencies all interlock together. It's not one group. It's not just the U.S. It's not just private corporations. It's not just the defense contractors that really are the military and then just basically write the maps of how the Pentagon fits together. It's really secondary now. It's not just the British. It's not just the CIA. It's not just defense intelligence. It's not just Mossad. It's all one creature. You can't even differentiate. They're all guilty. That doesn't abscond any of them from the guilt. It brings them all together and gives you the view of how the crime syndicate operates. People say, oh, they couldn't get together. They couldn't make it work. How did the Italian mafia have about 16 different branches when they finally got exposed? You know, they had J. Edgar Hoover blackmailed where he'd get up and say in the 50s, there's no such thing as the Cosa Nostra. And it turned out he was vacationing with them and going to the tracks with them and, you know, the racetrack, the horse track. Well, that's just the Italians. And they had these big arms and big systems working together, and they'd have occasional wars on average about every 10 years. But then they would still have commission meetings and fix it and smooth it over. The agenda, they would fight with each other, but the agenda of keeping the slaves in the dark, selling the heroin, selling the cocaine, corrupting the police, running the whorehouses, buying the congressmen, that all continued. That's all it is. You have now each country consolidated under a few kingpins, and then they meet in yearly commission meetings. In fact, all they do is go to meetings, and they have different meetings over the environment, meetings over infrastructure, and meetings over energy, and meetings over military. And they just fly around going to these commission meetings. And they whack each other and kill each other. You're always reading about Rothschilds being found tortured, dead, or hung, or British royalty being killed. That's always going on, too. They still kill each other, but it's whoever controls the levers. They're always wanting the newest mind control, the newest brainwashing, the newest propaganda. That's all on autopilot by the big infrastructures that they've built that now are just self-maintaining, self-functioning autopilots. And then they just do slight corrections at the cockpit, you understand? And then the bureaucracies they've built just rage forward, gobbling and growing and... Oh, it's incredible how that's how institutions operate. You know, they say, it's impossible for the government to carry out 9/11. They're too inept. But guys in a cave did it on dialysis with a laptop. Think about this, the idiocy they sell you. The government has designed bureaucracy to bog you down. There's not bureaucracy at the top. It's command and control. It was laid out decades before you see something happen. The infrastructure was built. The new phasing was done. Just like computers and technology is phased in. They phase in from the VHS to the DVD. They phase in from this processor to that processor. It's all brought in. They'll even let 2 or 3 different systems compete to see which is most successful, or they'll merge them. They have competition amongst themselves. I said I'd take calls, and I'm not taking calls. Who's up first here? Thomas in Kansas, you're on the air. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Worldwide Transmission Against Tyranny.
Yeah, I just got my PrisonPlanetTV.com membership, so I'm pretty stoked about that. But kind of wanted to talk about the opium over in Afghanistan. And basically, they're saying now that the opium is going to supply morphine and all these other excuses. Or how does that work exactly?
there's really no excuses. The troops openly guard the poppy fields. That's come out in the news. And then it's loaded up on truck and put on plane and publicly flown directly into Kosovo, which is controlled by the United Nations. And then it is sold in bulk to the mass distributors, and the money is directly put into European and U.S. banks.
Wow. So the DEA, do they work nationally, or do they work internationally with any other group?
No. They work internationally, but they're told who to go after. And then they go after smaller cartels, smaller crime syndicates, just like with diamonds. 98% monopoly just 20 years ago by De Beers. The Oppenheimers. Now they only have a 90% monopoly, and diamond prices went down by about 40%. So, see, it's all about trying to have a monopoly. The drug war at the international level is about going after their competition, the cowboys.
See, this is interesting because the NAFTA superhighway that they're building, or they're going to build, you know, they're talking about doing more business with Colombia. Bush has.
Let me break it down. I've talked to people in the Army, in the Navy. They'll be there in the Gulf of Mexico, the Coast Guard. They'll be there at bases. They've got these big blimps tethered over the border, and they'll have a guy standing over their shoulder who's an intelligence, and they'll say, okay, we've been tracking this shipment. Here comes this plane right now, and he'll say, leave that. And then there'll be another one. He'll go, get that one. And occasionally when they do bust an 18-wheeler with 3 tons of pure cocaine, showing it's coming directly from the, you know, from the grower, from the original maker, it was in the AP. It just said, state police busted it with the Border Patrol, and the DEA showed up, and the FBI showed up with the CIA and just said, we're taking it, and nothing was ever said again.
See,
because that was an important Mexican politician shipment, and those officers, a lot of them are getting personal cuts out of it.
See, it's interesting because I'm noticing a pattern with, like, wars and, like, drugs. You know, you have the Vietnam War, you know, tons of heroin coming in, drugs coming in through, you know, caskets and, you know, and then we have the Iraq War and then Afghanistan. It's just, it's all very interesting.
Well, let me stop you. You see, and people always debate, is it about oil, weapon sales? Is it for Israel? Is it about having a base to attack other countries to be in Iraq? It's always about all of that. They don't do something unless it lines up for all their interests, their business interest, okay? Mm-hmm. And when you see all those interests agreeing in the crime syndicate, it's going to happen. Now, it is. They print the money. They issue the money. Well, then why do they care so much about the $500 billion conservatively in narcotic sales a year in the U.S.? That's just the U.S. It's you know, $500 billion in Europe. It's tens of billions in China, in Japan, in England, tens of billions in Canada. It's about what banks get that money to then loan 10 times that out in fractional reserve banking. But more importantly, see, it's black money. It's black world money.
Right.
It's ghost money. It's perfect to corrupt the military. It's perfect to corrupt the cops. And then that corrupting process, you can now bring them into underworld black ops with the mercenary forces or with secret forces. And you can now deploy them domestically. And so it's about building crime cadres.
So they're basically like KBR and Blackwater and all these other groups are getting a cut, basically.
Well, let me just leave names out of it. But Mr. Prince is a Christian of the Lord.
Yeah.
Haven't you heard on the news? He's of the Lord. But of the Lord. But let's go back and you know, the Prince is a Lord. And explain how this works. This is admitted in Vietnam. This is admitted in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there were two Talibans. There was the original Wahhabi Taliban brought in by the CIA in the 6 months, you know, deployed 2 years before to attack the Soviets, get them to attack. And that was because the Soviets were controlling a lot of the opium coming out of that region. The globalists couldn't put up with that. So they moved in. But it's never over that one issue. It's about leveraging it time and time again. I mean, I told people day one, and by the way, Rumsfeld even admitted this. He gave a press conference 2 weeks before the attack. I'll never forget it on Fox News. And he said, we've already paid off most of Saddam's generals. We've already paid them tens of millions apiece. Three of his army groups are going to stand down. Two of the four Republican Guard are going to stand down. And some said, oh, it's a psyop to make him not trust his military. No, he was being. And then right after the war, he said, I never said that, but that's video. He said that. And it was true because they'd already trained those guys in the 60s and 70s and 80s here in the U.S., like Saddam was trained. And so they already had. Well, it was the perfect place to really have a staged war. You understand?
I see. Because
it was fully owned. then they roll in, and I start telling you day one, hey, I'm hearing from troops at Hood. After they got back in a year, they said, man, they just walk in and give you 30 grand and say, now keep your mouth shut, but then they can use that over you. And that's grunts get 30 grand to 50 grand. The higher ups, colonel level, get a million, and it's said that generals get 10, 15, 20 million. Commanders of, heads of the operations are given hundreds of millions.
So basically, the DEA just stays in business because they're getting trickle-down money.
The DEA only goes after cowboys, and they're compartmentalized. They only go after small operators.
I see.
Okay? Let's say some guy gets a deal. See, the FARC were producing a lot of the cocaine, about 30%. So they sent Richard Grasso in Reuters, photo, hugging the head of the commie guerrillas, and he publicly said, and it's U.S. law says drug money can be invested internationally in the stock market. See, it's all public. It's not even debatable. And then the FARC refused, so they finally killed him a few months ago. It took them 8 years, but they finally got him. And they have the GPS on the planes that taxpayers pay for 24 hours a day. They shoot down anybody trying to fly in. They shoot down the missionaries flying in. And they, with GPS, they'll spray one field right next to the other field they own and run. So it's all a business. Okay, and so the DEA is compartmentalized. Most of them don't even know. They're only sicked on the smaller operators that are driving down the price, which the banks don't like. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Man thinks, cause he rules it up, he can do with it as he please. And if things don't change,
yeah, do you think they hide $500 billion in the U.S. alone under a turnip patch, under a toadstool? It's the banks, folks. And these greedy bastards, it's not enough to sell you the drugs. They got to put you in prison for it. Hey, listen, criminals. We know what you are. We know who you are. And they know we've woken up to their drug war, so they built a terror war so they can arrest anybody they want, even if you don't use their filth. I know we got Joe, Steve, Greg, John, many others. And the show's not over. What I'm going to do is give them the number. I'm going to be able to talk to Joe, but Steve, Greg, and John, I'll just come to you when we start the show. And then I'll play the 45 minutes or so of the TV show, and we'll just go over. And then coming up in the next hour, at the end of the next hour, we'll play 20 minutes sneak peek from the new JFK film. This thing won't be out for 6 months. You don't even know the name yet. This is just some clips. For PrisonPlanet.tv members, you'll be able to see the video streaming to you live. Go sign up right now. You'll be able to see it, folks. This is streaming live to you, and you'll be able to hear the audio of everybody for free when the show ends. The radio, the official show ends in a couple minutes. Infowars.com. Go there to the audio streams. People keep emailing me, where are the streams? Go to Infowars, click where it says mainstream, and that's it. I want to tell you about one sponsor I haven't really plugged, and I just love them, and it's Aloe's Body Cleanse from New Vitality, and it's just aloe vera has been known for hundreds of years. And for decades, it's been known for really flushing out your guts, detoxifying you. That's the main area the toxins build up and get into the rest of the body. 1-800-569-4056. We now have a banner up on Infowars.com to them. If you want to link through and see all their fine products. Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today. And don't forget, we have the new film, American Drug War, 2-hour film. It's got 3 hours of extras. It's an incredible documentary. Kevin spent close to 5 years making it, and it's available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. But, you know, it's not even fair to Joe. You'll go to the head, Steve, Greg, John. Please, folks, when we give the number out, like hundreds call now. We might get hit by 100 calls at a time. The computer shows it. We only have one person answering it, so just everybody let Joe, Steve, Greg, and John call in right now at 512-646-5400. And I just love the radio show so much, I can't even help myself. So we'll just take calls, give you the floor for maybe 10, 15 minutes. Then, I don't know if I'm going to air the JFK first, or I might air the TV show from last week first, part of it. It hadn't been seen yet on the web. This is the type of exclusive stuff you're going to get here. Let me explain. It's a TV show when the show ends. It is a TV show. When the official Genesis show ends, it is a TV program. We have a document cam. We have a computer cam to show what's on my computer screen. We have a guest cam. I've got a bunch of guests coming in next week. We have got video clips we play. It's 64-bit audio for the PrisonPlanet.tv members, 32 for everybody else. And also, your PrisonPlanet.tv membership makes what we do here possible. It takes a minute to sign up, credit card or PayPal. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv right now. All my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of other films we've been authorized to post, hundreds of TV shows I've done, the live show now, uploads of it within hours of the show ending for you. PrisonPlanet.tv. 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 You hear Bush Sr. New World Order doesn't exist. They even have psychological designations now. Mental illness if you talk about it. Need to be arrested if you say he ever talked about it. We're playing this imaginary clip right now. I've got Reuters admitting the Trans-Texas Corridor is real, but CNN says it doesn't exist. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Transmission starts in 70 seconds. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit PrisonPlanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at PrisonPlanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Imagine a world of peace, freedom, justice, and ecological sanity where the days of